Hello, my people. It's your girl, Florence. Welcome to Florence Inspiration FM, another segment here on podcast. So, guys, I'm super excited and I'm back for sure. I know you guys have missed me so much. I am so sorry. I would not leave again. I was trying to get a balance so that I can come back and become great for you guys. So, guys, I'm super happy to be back and I've missed you all. So, guys, welcome. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about something really interesting and crucial that will benefit all of us, okay? So our topic today will be on how do you know the right person for you? How can you tell the right partner? How can you tell who your husband or your wife would be? How would you know the right person to choose and spend the rest of your life with? This is one question we all ask ourselves, especially when we get to that stage when we are about to settle. Okay, so there's a whole lot we need to know. And at this point, it takes the grace of God. It takes His grace for you to find the right person, be with Him, and spend forever with Him or her. So stay tuned and don't go nowhere. Okay, guys, welcome back. Now, we've been asking ourselves, like, you know, from the friendship, dating and all that, when it's time, probably as a woman, you want to settle down, you're searching, oh my God, who is this person? How do I know she's the one? Or how do I know the person I'm dating is the one? Because most times we spend most of our times in an unhealthy relationship or a relationship that will not lead to anywhere, probably after a while. After dating, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. But how would you know your future partner? How would you know your future spouse? How would you know your rightful husband? How would you know your rightful wife? How would you know that this person is the one God says you should be with? You know, there are some factors to consider and there's like a whole lot to look at whenever it comes to something like this. You don't just wake up and just choose. Probably most of us, we're always caught up or lost in beauty, lost in riches, where most times we're lost in a whole lot of things, you know, because sometimes when we look at society, we're like, oh my God, I want a rich man. I want an odogo. Here in Nigeria, odogo is what we call rich men in Nigeria, yeah, mostly Igbo tribe. So most times we'll be like, we want an odogo. We want someone who is rich and wealthy. But most times we make mistake by looking into that. Because when God gives you a partner, He gives you someone you can be with, you can tolerate, you can stay with, you can, you know, who will be your companion for the rest of your life. Because the future is very far. And forever, this forever we're talking about, it is really, really fast. So we have like a whole lot of things to consider and factors to consider and things to check before saying yes to your partner. Okay. So when we go and come back, we are going to give you the list of these things and I will be explaining them one after the other. The things that we need to look at and look out for whenever we're choosing a partner or a spouse, yeah, especially when we're ready to settle. This is an important topic, so I would love you guys to stay tuned. And after the commercial break, we will be back. Hi guys, welcome back. It's your girl Florence and welcome to Florence Inspiration FM. So we're still going to continue back on our topic, which we already started before. And just to remind you, the topic is how would you know the right partner or the right spouse for you? You know, when we want to get into going into forever, we need to sit down, think and choose wisely before saying yes, the big question, okay? So I said back then that we have factors we're going to look at. We have a lot of things we're going to consider before saying yes. This is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. And for saying yes, this is the person I want to spend forever with, because forever is really, really far, you know? So we need to like sit down with a cool head and check some things before saying yes, okay? So there's another thing I want to stress on before we go into the factors and things, you know, we need to consider. You know, most of us, we tend to make mistakes. We tend to, you know, look at society. We tend to, you know, put our head into something that is going to be too big for us to carry. And at the end of the day, we start regretting. So in order for us not to regret tomorrow, we need to pay attention to this particular segment, because it's going to be an interesting one. Yeah, so like I said, we're going to stress on some things. For example, most of us, we focus more on beauty. Like, oh, I want a hot guy. I want someone with abs. I want someone that is dark. I want someone that is fair. I want someone that is really tall. I want someone that has huge muscles. I want someone that has the body and all of that. If you are getting married for something like this, oh my God, I must tell you, baby girl, you are gonna be in big trouble. And also, same thing goes with the guys. If you are looking at, oh, I need a girl whose figure, I want her figure to be so bad, like, oh my God, figure eight, I want her with big boobs, big ass, then man, you're getting yourself into trouble. Because what if this beauty fades away? What if, oh, you married this hot, beautiful girl and then she, you know, there was an accident? How would you handle the situation? Probably her face was crushed, or she just suddenly just have no boobs no more, or probably things, maybe cancer or something just took the boobs away, or she doesn't have butt like how you want it. Like, you don't marry for things like this. You don't settle for things like this. This shouldn't be what you should look at, because most of us, we are always caught up with beauty and all of that. And that is very wrong. You don't just get married because she is beautiful. What happened to character? What happened to her religion? What happened to her background? How she grew up? Can you tolerate that? Can you handle some kind of things? There's a whole lot to check. Also, another mistake we make is, you know, getting married for material things. Probably because the economy is really bad and you need like money to take care of yourself and all of that, then you just go settle for someone who is wealthy. Probably he might be very wealthy and he might be old. Probably his age ain't gonna blend with yours, and you just, you know, caught up with the materialistic part of it, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna marry you, and then you say yes, and then you're scared to go to this man, and you know, or you feel like because he gives you money, then you should be in the marriage. That is totally wrong, okay? You don't marry for the money, you marry for love. You marry because you want to be with this person. You get married because you want to do forever with this person. So there's a whole lot you're gonna look at. Also, you don't get married because of society. You don't get married because of pressure, probably peer pressure. Oh, my mates are getting married, I want to get married too. That is wrong. If you know you're not ready to get married, do not put your head into something like that, okay? So you have to take your time. That's why I say you need to take your time with a cool head and think and ask yourself, am I ready for this? So what are the things I'm gonna look for in my man, and what are the things I'm gonna look for in my lady, in my baby, in my girl? You know, you have to look at all these kind of things. You know, back then in the 80s, in the 80s and the 90s, you know, you see a lot of our parents, then they tend to stay till the end. But it's very hard these days for you to see a man and a woman staying together for a long time. It is very, very, it's almost impossible these days. It takes the grace of God. It takes love. It takes patience. It takes a whole lot, you know, to stay with your partner or your spouse forever, because it's not easy. So that's why I said, do not go into marriage because of pressure. Probably you see your mates rushing into marriage, and then you're like, oh, she's driving a car right now. Oh my God, her husband got her flowers. Oh my God, who's gonna get me flowers? God, when? You don't do all these kind of things. That's why I said, when you are settled mentally and financially, you can also start considering to get married when you are ready. Like I said, mentally and also financially. And also as a lady, now I'm talking to our ladies here. For our ladies, you don't just say you want to get married. You first of all ask yourself, am I financially okay? Am I financially buoyant enough? Because most times we don't have nothing and we just jump into marriage and we just expect our partners or our husband to start giving us money when we need one. And when you want to get ice cream, that's, you know, little ice cream or burger, you just have, hello babe, please, I need money for ice cream. Like, that thing can be so annoying sometimes because you do not know the kind of pressure the man is in at that point in time. And he may not always have the money, because most times marriages ain't rosy. It's not every time it's rosy. Like, oh my God, marriage, you look out there, you see other people. This one is buying a car for his wife, he bought a house for his wife. Oh my God, she's driving the latest. No, she's put on the latest clothes, she's putting on Fanny, she's putting on all those kind of things. And those kind of things you're gonna be checking right now. Like, no, it's not the time for you to look into that. That's why I said you need to be mentally and financially capable to say yes, or to consider, to start considering getting married, you know. So also, as a lady, you need to have something doing, probably like a handwork. What is that thing you can do to get money for yourself, to support your husband? Because it's not every time that he may have that money right available for you. It's not every time, okay? So at least if you need to get some things, some personal stuff, probably sanitary pads, or you need to get, you know, earrings, or just get yourself a good wig, or just get yourself like a new shoe. It's not everything you have to like just start bugging your husband for. You need to be financially capable enough to provide yourself these little things. Okay, I don't know if you're feeling me, but that's what I'm trying to say in my own perspective. Like, you should be able to have some little funds with you. Probably you have like some kind of handwork you're doing. Probably you bake cake for people, or you make dresses for people. You're probably a fashion designer or something. You know, just something to like hold yourself with, and also the family when your husband is not doing fine. So you need to be ready before you go into all those things. That's why I said this segment is going to be like a very, very long and vast one. That's why I need you to take your popcorn down, put on your headphones or earpiece so that you can settle in and listen to every single thing that I say. Now, we are going into the factors, but like I say, I want you to stay tuned, and we still have lots and lots of vital information coming for you. I'm still your girl, Florence. And please stay tuned. After the break, we're gonna come back.